Hello, it's Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. This is Alex from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
Who is it?
Alex from Notebook Writing. You remember me?
Yes, I do. Yes,
How
I
are
do.
You?
Fine.
Do you have time? Is this a good time?
Yes, this is fine.
This is fine. So, do you recall our last conversation generally what we were talking about?
Yeah, I've got two projects. Well, actually three, but I've got my current
book
that's out. Right. And then I want to write a children's book, I understand a totally different process. I know nothing about writing a children's book.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I get that up and going, then I'm going to be doing another novel.
Okay, I completely understand. So, let's talk about the children's book first, and we'll talk about the rest, okay?
Okay.
So, the children's book first, I want to understand what kind of storyline do you have in mind?
Well, it's kind of neat. My son,
mm-hmm.
who died in 2018,
mm-hmm.
when he was 7 years old, his teacher called me in and showed me this little book he wrote, said that the class assignment was to write a story and to make a book and illustrate the book with the story.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy's book was The Skunk with a Powerful Scent. And what it was about was a little skunk who fell into a barrel of High Karate cologne, and none of his friends would have anything to do with him because he smelled so bad. So I still have that little book, and I'm going to take it. I mean, it needs more to it, more than what a seven-year-old would do, but it's a wonderful story. The teacher was really impressed. I want to take that story and make a children's book out of it.
Perfect. I do understand, and I am sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
It is quite the thing you're doing for your son. So let me explain you the process, okay, of how things work. And
okay.
You can decide. So firstly, if you are to sign up with us, okay,
mm-hmm.
we'll get the manuscript. You can take pictures of the manuscript. And you can send it to us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to any Staples, and they can create a PDF, and we can send that our way.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What we'll do from that is we'll type out the entire story, and they'll also have the illustrations, okay? Now, we have a team of illustrators, and we have a team of writers, okay? First step would be to understand from your end, do you want to make any edits to the story?
Do I want to what?
Do you want to edit the story, the one that I'm
referring to? Well, yes. Uh-huh.
So we'll elaborate a bit on the story. We'll make it look more professional, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll initially, we'll show you the draft of just the writing, okay? Once the writing is complete, once you approve the writing, then we'll move towards the phase of illustrations. Now we have a team of around 12 illustrators, okay? The illustrators will design each page one by one, and they'll take your approval for each page. Given that you will be going for an illustrated book, your cover will also be completely illustrated according to the characters involved in the book, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Once the illustrations are complete and approved by you, we'll move towards the publishing phase. Publishing platforms can be decided by you, which platforms you want to publish on, and how wide do you want to go get your reach. Okay. The most
mm-hmm.
generic platform is Amazon. Then we have Barnes & Noble, we have Kobo, and so on and so forth. There are a lot of platforms to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the general process. We have done a lot of children's book over time, and we have a few that are actually live as well. Actually, quite a few that are live as well, and we have quite a few we're working on this time. Like if I'm to talk about just right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. We're working on 12 children's book at this time. So if you are to sign up, it will be our 13th children's book.
Okay.
That's what we'll be doing. So any questions regarding children's book that you'd like
to know? So now, what you would, if you had to describe Gnome, what would you describe Gnome as being?
How would I describe Gnome? That's an interesting question.
Are you a publishing company?
There are a lot of things. But if we are go to the base of it, we are a ghostwriting company. Basically, we started a lot of years ago. We started off just as a ghostwriting company, okay? Now, from a ghostwriting company, initially when we developed, first thing we got on board was publishing, okay? Then we started to grow further, and we started working on marketing and article writing. Now we're at a point we are capable of designing websites. Because we have a few sister companies as well working under the same umbrella. And we do web designing, we do app designing. We're pretty spread out at this time in terms of the spectrum. But in terms of specializations, our specialization is publishing, book distribution, ghostwriting, editing, and proofreading. The generic editing, proofreading, formatting that's relevant to getting a published book properly done. Then the second element is marketing. Then comes author profile designing. That comes off in many ways. You can design your own website. If you are and have enough notability, we can get you in touch with someone who can get you a Wikipedia page. There's so many things that you can do.
So what's it normally cost to get a book, children's book out?
So what I want to understand first is the number of pages, because I can't just give you a generic cost, because it depends on the number of illustrations the book needs to have.
I'm thinking this story is probably good for children up to, say, 7 or 8 years old.
Okay.
So how many pages is normally a book for children that age group?
I'd say because one important thing you would have to know is the minimum requirement to get a book published, especially at least for Amazon. But since everybody else follows Amazon, so it's pretty much the same on most platforms, you need for color, you need at least 24 pages to get a book published. That's the minimum requirement. Okay? So, but I would recommend around 30-35 pages. 30 pages is like good. 30 pages is like good. That way you can get at least 15 illustrations into the book.
Okay.
I'm not talking like a single page. What I mean is, because if we're doing for the children's, like around the age of eight, the kind of illustration you'll be getting would be a two-pager. Do you understand what a two-pager is?
Do I understand what?
What a two-pager illustration is.
Yes. It'd be the...
Yeah, well, like
if you open up a book,
page,
you got two pages.
It's a whole page.
Right.
Yeah, it's a single image on two pages. So that's what you'll be getting if you're going for a children's book with us. The writing will be on the images. That's why we decide the writing first, then we move towards illustrations, because we have to incorporate all the text into the image.
Right.
If you want, I can share a few samples, and you can see. Do you want me to share a few samples?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll be sending you a few samples. Actually, give me a second. Can you stay online for just 2 minutes? Let me get that sent. Okay? Give me just a minute. Stay online.
All right. All right.